This is the Heartache to Hope podcast, where we get real about infertility, IVF, and pregnancy loss. I'm your host, Anita Thompson, and having been through the journey myself, I wanted to create a safe space where you can hear the stories and experiences from ordinary women who have become extraordinary through their journeys. Even though we didn't choose these circumstances for ourselves, you are part of an incredible, supportive community, and you aren't alone. Whatever your hope, my hope is that you will find it here. So today is my birthday, and although now it is a time for celebration and I am embracing everything that being in your early 40s throws at you, I am reflecting today on all the birthdays where I had the birthday blues, where a birthday was just a reminder of my infertility challenges and another year getting older. The tick, tick, tick in the back of my mind, and with each passing year, the tick, tick, tick getting louder and louder. Now, for those of you who have followed my journey, you know we drew a line in the sand at the end of 2021 and we don't have our rainbow baby. But although I am over a year from making that decision and there is a sense of time helping, the past 12 months have really been a time of darkness, having to face my demons and really deal with my trauma. But, and only recently, the start of transformation, really coming out the other side. I'm still a work in progress though. I think we'll always be a work in progress somehow. So I'm jumping on here on my birthday today because one, I'm reflecting on the enormity of the last 12 months. Two, given I almost died in one of my surgeries from major blood loss, I am so thankful I'm still here for another journey around the sun. But also too, because I have not forgotten the absolute dreading of a birthday when you're going through infertility. I'm here to tell you, you are not alone in that. I remember receiving messages and calls and seeing social posts, which of course put a smile on my face, but really only for a fleeting moment, when all the while inside, you know, you're another year older, which means potentially even more challenging for you to have a baby, when it just gives you a reminder that life isn't going according to your plan. I thought I would have a 2 or a 3 or a 5 year old or whatever it is by now. And of course, when inside all you want for your birthday is a baby and no other present will do. Looking in the mirror, you know, especially when I turned 40 and the tummy was getting a little bigger, and it wasn't because I was pregnant, it was just those awesome hormones we have to contend with at a certain age. That in itself was a slap in the face. Bottom line, it's shit that you have to navigate a birthday and the tension between celebration and commiseration. But what I will say is that you are perfectly entitled to feel all the emotions, sadness, anger, disappointment, feeling like a failure. You are perfectly entitled to go out to dinner and forget for a moment that you're struggling with infertility, or staying at home under the duvet watching Netflix. After all, it is your birthday. It is your day and night. You do what you want. So if you have a birthday coming up, what are some things you can do to make it just a little bit easier to traverse? One, be honest with your feelings. I mentioned before, if you want a day or night to forget, absolutely, but don't continue the ostrich in the sand approach. It's okay to feel all the feels. Welcome them, thank them for being there, and then give them permission to leave. Two, think of the good, positive things coming up. And I know, easier said than done, but when you are in the darkness, I get it, it's hard to see the light, but when the light does come in, focus on that and on the positivity, the hope. Three, yes, I am saying it, gratitude. In my first ever podcast episode, I think I remember talking about the positive effects of gratitude, but that it's also okay to tell gratitude to fuck off. Coming up to a birthday though, I do encourage you to write down every day for the week leading up to it, 3 things you are grateful for each day. And I tell you, your mindset is guaranteed to be more positive come your birthday. And fourth, finally, appreciate and love your body. The older we get, we notice the flaws more than we ever have before, believe me. We may be angry with our body for not doing what it should as a woman when you are trying to have a baby and you're not getting success. But what a powerhouse your body is. Whether you have gone through rounds of IVF, pumping drugs and hormones into your body like myself, or you've gone through devastating pregnancy losses and the toll that that takes, like myself too, you get back up and your body continues to be the wonderful, extraordinary thing that she is. Be thankful for that. Be thankful for her on your birthday. So these aren't things you haven't heard before, I'm sure, but they serve as a reminder that you aren't alone in your feelings and that they are absolutely validated here and in the wider infertility community. I still feel all the feels, even though I made the decision not to continue down the path of trying for my rainbow baby. The melancholy doesn't really fade and the emotions don't really. You just learn to live with it a little better. So on my birthday, I am wishing you all love and strength. Thanks for listening.